foolishness pandemic, a widespread manifestation of foolishness. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. Psalm 14:1. The above scripture says, number one, that any person who denies there is a God is a fool. Number two, that such a person is corrupt. Number three, that they commit abominations. And number four, their works are not good. So the question is, why would a sane person trust an atheist? The answer, they wouldn't. Any person, Christian or not, who trusts a non-Christian is behaving foolishly because they are trusting a fool. There's no practical difference between a fool and a person who acts foolishly. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship is righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. If you believe that it is possible for an unbeliever and a believer to really get along, then you're foolish. You believe something that is contrary to the Word of God. Since people have a herd mentality, they will follow the masses. We're in a situation where the masses are fools or foolish. Only those who allow their minds to be transformed to the mind of Christ will escape foolishness. What is your decision?